But... Look out, squawked Mrs. Mallard. You'll get run over. And when she got her breath, she added, this is no place for babies with all those horrid things rushing about. We'll have to look somewhere else. So they flew over Beacon Hill and round the State House, but there was no place there. They looked in Louisburg Square, but there was no water to swim in. Then they flew over the Charles River. This is better, quacked Mr. Mallard. That island looks like a nice, quiet place, and it's only a little way from the public garden. Yes, said Mrs. Mallard, remembering the peanuts. That looks like just the right place to hatch ducklings. So they chose a cozy spot among the bushes near the water and settled down to build their nest. And only just in time, for now they were beginning to molt. All their old wing feathers started to drop out. They would not be able to fly again until the new ones grew in. But of course, they could swim. And one day, they swam over to the park on the riverbank. And there, they met a policeman called Michael. Michael fed them peanuts. And after that, the Mallards called on Michael every day. After Mrs. Mallard had laid her eggs in the nest, she couldn't go to visit Michael anymore because she had to sit on the eggs to keep them warm. She moved off the nest only to get a drink of water or to have her lunch or to count the eggs and make sure they were all there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One day, the ducklings hatched out. First came Jack. Then Cack. Then Lack. Then Mac and Knack. And Whack and Pack and Quack. Mr. and Mrs. Mallard were bursting with pride. It was a great responsibility taking care of so many ducklings, and it kept them very busy.